As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone to episode 91 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. What is going on this week? Hope everybody's doing okay. Everybody's doing well out there. We have spent another week in the hospital going through the second round of chemo and had a few ups and downs this week. Had some heart rate issues and some blood pressure issues, so still trying to regulate the medicine, but she's doing very well. She will get out on Wednesday afternoon, so this comes out on Thursday, so she would have gotten out yesterday, and it'll be late on Wednesday, but she should be home, and then we'll see what the next couple weeks hold. That's where, you know, the last time she ended up back in the hospital, just got dehydrated and all that stuff, but we're learning a lot. One of the things I'll talk about in some upcoming episodes too is, you know, nutrition is so important, as you all know, and so many people in general. I mean, you look especially in the United States, but across the world, so many people struggle with their nutrition and struggle with weight and so on and so forth. And one of the things that we've been pretty committed to over the last several years is eating fairly healthy, doing a lot of organic stuff, a lot of clean eating stuff. And so I want to talk a little bit about that and how you can bring that and incorporate that into your lifestyle as well. And you know, just a lot of the stuff that goes on in processed foods today that are just no good for you. So I'll talk a little bit about that, but that's one of those things that as she, has went into this and, you know, was diagnosed with this non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, her body was so strong to begin with, that it has really helped. You know, she fought COVID off, she fought and now is fighting this cancer. And I think one of the reasons why, she's really doing so well at this point is because she had her body in a really good place to start. So we'll talk a little bit about nutrition in a couple of the upcoming episodes just to help some of you out there I know that are really struggling in that area. So this week I wanted to dive in. I got an email from a listener, and the email basically asks about, you know, not only work-life balance, but how do you balance a wife, how do you balance with kids when maybe you don't feel like there's enough income coming in, where, you know, life is just happening each and every day. And it's a great question, and it's certainly something that men in general struggle with, but also that I think the world as a whole can struggle with, because anytime we feel like we're supposed to be doing something other than we are, that can be and cause stress. And that can also cause some serious overwhelm. And so one of the things I want all of you to think about out there, regardless of what your income is, regardless of what, you know, life kind of looks like around you right now, regardless of how, you know, stressed you feel like you are, I want you to pause and take a step back and begin to understand that everything that's going on in your life is a circumstance. Like, it's a circumstance. You can call it what it is. You can look at your bank account, call it what it is. You can look at your housing situation, call it what it is. You can look at your family dynamic. You can look at your job, all of that. Those are all circumstances. And what we get to do as humans is we get to choose how we want to look at each and every one of those circumstances. Now, this doesn't seem easy on the surface, and quite honestly, it's not easy, but it is a way to start to make sense out of this stress and this overwhelm that comes up, because our brains are always looking for the negative. Our brains are constantly trying to tell us, hey, you know, hey, Darren, you've got a lot of stress in your life. Hey, Darren, you're not making enough money. Hey, Darren, you should always make more money. Your wife's not happy. Your kids aren't happy. All of this stuff. And I have to tell my brain, no, wait a minute, brain. We're going to start to look at this differently. And this truly is where you begin to move from a place of, you know, almost having that victim type mentality to where you start to become more and more powerful within your own self without having to change your current circumstance. Because right now, you might not be able to change the job. You might not be able to change the income. You might not be able to change the perceived stress that you have each and every day, but you can change how you look at and how you attack each one of those areas. For example, one of the things that I love to do and I love to teach is the fact that you have a job, that you're thankful for that job that you have. What can you find within that job that you are thankful for? How can you, as a husband and wife, come together and find things that you're grateful for right now, regardless of the situation that you're in? Can you guys become a team? Can you all become a team? And oftentimes what happens is, us as the man or the husband, we take a lot of this stress and a lot of this burden upon ourselves, and we don't take the time to actually sit down and have a heart-to-heart conversation with our spouse. I was working with a guy a couple weeks ago that had never laid out a budget for their home. And he makes pretty good money, but his wife would just spend. They would just spend and spend and spend. And I said, how do you ever know where your money's going? He said, well, we don't. And so there was causing a lot of conflict and a lot of stress there. One of the things you can do as a team is sit down and say, okay, let's see where our money is going. Okay. Even at the end of the month, if you're like, man, we are so tight, let's see if we can find some margin within this budget. Okay. The dollar amount may stay the same. Okay. It's $4,000, whatever the dollar amount is. But at the end of the month, where are we? Are we 100 to the good? Are we 100 to the bad right now? And then let's go back and let's go line by line and let's figure out what our budget truly is. Where is our money going? If you don't tell your money where to go, it will go where it wants to. Okay. You really have to look at that if that's not something you've done as a team. Now, that can be a difficult conversation, guys. For some reason, we don't love to talk about money. You know, money is one of the top two causes of divorce. It's because we don't like to talk about it. We would rather do what? We would rather avoid it. We would rather just take it upon ourselves, or we would rather blame. There's a lot of those things that we do when it comes to money, but money's just money. Okay? And I'll do a whole episode on money at some point, but money's just money. It's just a dollar amount. What we do with that money, what is our mindset behind that money? Okay. And then you start looking at that when you actually put it all down on paper. Okay. And then you see where that money is going. Is there any room in there where we can build in some margin. If you say no, like every dime is accounted for, we're pinching our pennies as much as we can, we just don't have any more, then maybe you have to cut back on something. Maybe something has to go. Maybe something has to go that you don't want to go right now, but know that it's just for a temporary time. But how you actually look at this and you say, okay, here's the money and we're grateful for this money that's coming in. Now we have an opportunity to tell it where to go. That can be challenging. But what I would encourage you to do, any of you out there that are struggling in this area, I would encourage you to say, let's take some time on X day. Plan a day for it, plan a night for it, and let's come together without the kids and let's go through and let's figure this thing out. Because so many times this can be maybe not solved, but it can certainly be massaged to where at least you both understand why you're feeling the stress and why you're feeling the overwhelm because you've never actually put it on paper. So that's a practical thing to do, is actually get that budget out, put it on paper. Looking at the circumstance differently is another great way, okay, to manage and to help overcome this stress and overcome this overwhelm. Because, again, once you begin to see your life in a way that you can be grateful for, you're grateful for your kids, grateful for your job, grateful for your spouse, then you begin to say, okay, how do I want to approach life each and every day? When I get out of bed in the morning, this is what I want to start my thought process with. I don't want to start my thought process with, I don't have enough. I'm always lacking. I feel stressful. I want to start feeling and engaging my mind to say, I do have enough. Okay, maybe more work is coming. I'm grateful for this job. Look at the kids that I have. Look at the husband that I am becoming. Look at the father that I am. Okay? All of these positive affirmations that you can put in. And some people say, well, that's silly. Well, what's the alternative? The alternative is to fill your mind with negative stuff. And what happens? Our brains are already scanning for the negative. If I ask a question, hey Bill, what's going on with your life right now that's negative, man, you can just run them off, right? 1 through 10, here they come. But if I flip that and I say, hey, what's going on that's positive? And you've already begun to think, boy, these are the things that are going well in my life, and these are the things that maybe I have some challenges with, but I can see the good in them. Okay? Begin each morning with those positive affirmations. Begin each morning knowing that you have kids that look up to you. You have kids that you're able to raise, even though it feels like there's not enough money at the end of the day, or even though it feels like you've got that overwhelm. Okay? So how you look at that circumstance, how you look at each area of your life is so, so, so important. And I work with guys all the time that have such a difficult time, right, because of their belief system, because their beliefs are so entrenched in, well, they don't have enough money, so it doesn't matter, or they're stuck in this job, so it doesn't matter, that we have to really retrain our brain to say, maybe this is only for a time. Maybe there's something else out there for me. Maybe I can be thankful for what I have right now. And so that's what I want to encourage you to do. I really want to encourage you to look at the circumstance, look at the situation differently. Begin to put and feel positive things in your head each and every day. Sit down, do a budget, tell your money where you want your money to go. Even if there's debt involved and you've got some debt service that's out there, fine, all right? But put it out there. You can't hide it, okay? And if you are hiding it, you don't want to hide it anymore. You need to have an open and transparent conversation with your spouse and say, look, here's where we are. Maybe this isn't where we've wanted to be, but here's where we are. Now, what do we want to do as a team as we move forward? Okay? What do we want to do as a team? I've worked with a couple other guys, and they, you know, when it comes into a situation where they really want to do something else for their family, they want to do something else for themselves, they look for that side hustle. what is that other thing out there that you're good at? You know, can you build something? Can you offer a service? Can you do something online? Is there some other way that you can generate $500 a month, $1,000 a month that would help your family, right? That would help your family, that would help yourself, that would give you a little more margin? What is that? You know, right now, there are so many things that, you know, from a business standpoint or an online business standpoint or a, you know, just a trade standpoint that people need help with. Is there something out there that you can do and you can take that step forward and know? Here's the last thing I'll leave with today, and then I'll pick this back up too at some point. But I think it's so important for you as a dad and for you as a man, for you as a husband, to make sure those kids know how much you love them, to make sure your wife knows how much you love them, to make sure you know yourself that you are loved. Can you love yourself through this? Can you love yourself through the feeling of overwhelm? Remember, it's just a feeling. Even though it may seem as all of this stuff around you is chaos, stress is a feeling. Overwhelm is a feeling. Where does that come from? It comes from how you're thinking about your circumstance. It comes from how you're thinking about your life. It comes from how you're thinking about yourself. It comes from how you're thinking about your kids, how you're thinking about your job. Start to transform your mind. Start to get out of that, you know, woe is me mindset and start to become the victor instead of the victim. So important, right? So important. But love your kids, love your spouse, love yourself, right? So start looking at your situation, look at your circumstances differently. Take that budget out. If you've really got the, you know, if there's some money issues going on between you, get that budget down on paper. It doesn't have to be fancy. If you don't want to do Excel, you don't want to put it on a piece of paper, but get it out. See where your money's going. You start telling your money where to go. See if there's some sort of side hustle out there where you can generate some more income, right? And then make sure you're taking the time to have gratitude each day, to love yourself, to love your spouse, to love your kids. You can do this, my friends. If you're struggling in these areas, you can do it. Take these strategies, start implementing them today. If you need my help, reach out to me, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. I can't wait to see you back here next week. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.